Welcome to the Walking on the Word podcast with Eddie Kennedy and Nate Barber from Good News Church. During this podcast, we'll highlight practical keys to prosperity, build your faith, and encourage you to live the abundant life that God's called you to live.
And a lot of times, what ends up happening, the storm comes, the waves crash down, and we begin to think, hey, we're going to back down. And we back off from that decision. You're either going to commit to the decision and follow through in spite of the circumstances, no matter what's happening around you, or you're going to back down. Or you're going to say, well, you're going to give up too quick, and you're going to let the seed rot because you're not harvesting. You're not watering it because what you're saying out of your mouth is, this isn't working. I'm not seeing a change. This isn't happening. But as part of that decision, you're stepping out in faith and you're saying, this works. It has to work. God, you said it would work. I have your promises. I'm not talking you into anything. I just agree with what you've already promised. I'm not twisting your arm here. This isn't me getting you to provide for me. This is you providing for me based on my, based on your grace. I receive it by grace. Based on my obedience, just the principles of seed time and harvest, what I sow, I reap. These are principles outlined in the scripture. But when the storm comes, when unexpected bills come, when we had a situation years ago, we made a pledge to one of the campaigns we were doing here at the church, pledge beyond ourselves,
right,
over and above the tithe. We were already tithing, already giving offerings, and there was a call to give extravagantly, to give,
right,
you know, sacrificially if necessary. And then at that moment, we made this decision beyond ourselves. Bam! Something out of the ordinary says, hey, we need your money. The bill collectors call, the car breaks down,
right,
whatever, you know, comes your way. And it's like, what's happening here? God, we made this decision. We're going to give extravagantly. We're going to get, you know,
right,
we can't do this in ourselves. It doesn't make sense on paper. We're not going to be able to do this. And then this happens because the enemy doesn't want you to fund the gospel.
That's right.
He's going to come and attack you. But we know the end result. He's defeated. He's a liar. He's under our feet. And so what we did is, in the middle of that situation, the unexpected thing comes. I think somebody broke into our house and stole. They didn't steal anything, but it was like, man, a blatant attack of the enemy. God protected us from that. But, man, we just got mad. We got mad on the inside. We got riled up on the inside. And we said, guess what? We're going to give our biggest offering next week. Take that, devil. You know, we were calling his bluff. We're going all in. We made this decision. We're going to act on it no matter what happens. And sure enough, by the end of that time, we were able to give over and above our pledge. And it was miraculous. It was supernatural. There was no way in our own strength, our own ability, that we were going to be able to do that, especially with the enemy attacking and bringing unexpected things. But we stuck to that decision. And man, the devil's going to attack us. We're going to counterattack him.
That's right.
And we're going to say, I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I'm putting my money where my heart is. And I'm going to fund the gospel. So, na-na-na-boo-boo, you're a liar. You have to leave.
Right.
And just exercise authority over him. And, you know, sure enough, the provision was there. We didn't lack. In our, you know, there have been challenges. In our marriage, the time we've been married, 11 years this December. Good grief. The time goes by. It's been a blissful 11 years, Kristen. I love you. And so during that whole time, there have been challenges. There have been financial situations, but we have not lacked.
Right.
One thing. God's always come through. Maybe it's been the midnight hour. Maybe it's been right on time. When things look their bleakest, like, man, we're not going to make it this time, he's always come through.
Right. He does. He always does.
Because we're not backing down.
That's right.
So don't back down from your decision. Maybe you've been motivated to make a decision today. Okay, I'm going to trust God. And by trusting God, I'm going to tithe. Maybe you're tithing and you say, the enemy's attacking. I'm going to give offerings. I'm going to start giving extravagantly. I'm going to give over and above the over and above. And you make that decision. Do not back down.
Don't back down.
Don't back down. Continue to go forward. In spite of the wind, in spite of the waves, what are you walking on?
We're walking on the Word. We're walking on God's promise. We're walking on, really, and it boils down to, we're walking in the blood of Jesus. I mean, He sacrificed His life for this.
Right.
To give it to us. And then He was raised from the dead. And, I mean, we got that. Jesus is our Lord here.
Yeah.
We are really the part of the family of God here. We're God's children. Don't back down. Don't quit. Don't give up. Our daddy said if we would just obey Him and do what He asked us to do, He will fulfill it. He will come through. He will deliver us. But not just deliver us. It's not just about being delivered. It's about winning.
Yes.
It's about winning, and we win. So take our money, support the gospel. Don't fund the world.
Right.
Tithe. Honor God. Worship Him with it. Mm-hmm. Oh, I tell you, the blessing is on us.
Yeah.
We're the winning team. We're the ones who win.
Right.
But we've got a job to do. We've got people to win. There's a world out there who is dying and going to hell, or they're on the wrong path, or they're not living, or they're even Christians, and they're not living up to the potential. They're not living up to what God, through Jesus, has already done for them. And they don't know it, don't realize it. We have an opportunity here to share the gospel, to preach the gospel, to heal the sick. We have an opportunity here to fund the gospel. And God wants to use the people of Good News Church. You and I, when we were praying for the people of Good News Church a couple months ago, where God, I believe God said to us that we are to believe Him for $3.6 million income that comes through their hands.
Right.
Well, people who are eating the tithe, stealing from God, they really are disqualifying themselves from being able to walk in the fullness of what God has for them. So if they just start with that, start with the tithe, cut off the world's system, cut off funding the world with their money, focus in on God, talk to Him, fellowship with Him, find like believers who they can break their bread with, like the early church, and then trust Him that He will do what He said He will do. And I believe these people will look at their house, look at their hands, and see what they have. And God will give them ideas, concepts, insights that they can take something that they thought was worthless, and they can add value to it, and they can do commerce with the world and increase in their life. That's what I believe. And so we can see this 3.6 million come to pass with the people we have right now in the church. We can see things happen. And it just will come to pass, whether it's a new business, whether it's getting a promotion on their job. It doesn't matter what it is. God's got ways to get, He's got ways, millions of ways to get the stuff to us.
Yeah.
If we're just open and receptive to hear from Him. For us, it starts with this decision. Make that decision that we're going to do what He said to do. On the backside of that, through all the challenges, there will be challenges, but through all those, you hang on to, you stay on the decision which is based on God's Word.
We hope you've enjoyed this Walking on the Word podcast. Tune in next week for another episode with Eddie Kennedy and Nate Barber from Good News Church.